Welcome to AMG Academy. Get ready to dive into a vibrant community where insurance professionals come together to discuss the latest in sales techniques, innovative business strategies, and the power of collaboration. Whether you're looking out for the next big trend in sales or seeking insights into strategic business growth, this is your hub. This is AMG Academy.
Hello and welcome once again to AMG Academy. Matt McClure here with you as always, talking all things insurance and this wonderful industry that we are a part of. Thank you so much for being a part of the show as well this time around, where we have another wonderful guest. Melissa Figueroa is joining me, Senior Marketing Director with AmeriLife Marketing Group. Melissa, hi, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing very, very well. And, you know, I mean, we're starting off, by the way, the first episode of 2025 for AMG Academy. So happy new year to everyone. Happy new year to you, Melissa. Well, and to start off the new year, I think we've got a great topic to cover here, talking about the importance of cross-selling. But before we kind of dive into that, I'm going to throw you a slight curveball here. Introduce yourself to people who are watching or listening who might not know you, and just tell us a little bit about yourself as we start off.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my name is Melissa Figueroa. I am a marketer with AmeriLife Marketing Group. I've been with the company for about, I think this September will be 7 years. So, wow, it flies by. I always gauge it by when I started, my son was 2 and now he's going to be 10. So actually, maybe that'll make 8 years. I just can't do the math quite yet. But yeah, it's been a wonderful opportunity working with AmeriLife. I've been able to, it feels very rewarding to work with the agents that I work with and feel like I'm making a difference not only in their lives, but the clients' lives that they work in. So it's been a pleasure working with AmeriLife and growing. You know, I'm only, I can't believe it. I'm going to be 30. So I thought I was going to say 27, but I'm 30, but I've grown up here. It's been an amazing opportunity to professionally grow in this industry and just learn not only professional things, but just things that I could carry with me for the rest of my life being in this industry with this company.
Yeah, it is kind of amazing how things that you do learn in this industry, and particularly at AmeriLife, do kind of spill over to your everyday life. You take those lessons learned and you can apply them. And it's really, it's kind of a neat thing. And that's one of the things I think that we all sort of hope that people get out of this show each and every time that we do one of these is not only, you know, do you take something that maybe you can use in your everyday life as a marketer, as an agent, or as, you know, whatever your role might be, but also, you know, maybe take some little nuggets and apply them to your life. I think that's really, really cool. And as I said at the beginning here, we're going to talk about cross-selling. So cross-selling multiple products. Talk about really why that is super important for independent, you know, senior health and life agents. Why is cross-selling so essential?
Yeah, absolutely. So cross-selling isn't just about increasing your revenue. It's about serving your clients comprehensively. So you want to make sure that your clients, they have the multiple coverages they need. So that could be, you know, covering Medicare, final expense, dental, cancer, heart attack, stroke, annuities. I wrote down a couple and make sure I wasn't forgetting. I think that's all of them. And you want to make sure that you're ensuring that these clients are protected from these financial or potential financial hardships that they could potentially see down the road.
Yeah, it really is all about kind of being, you know, thinking about things holistically instead of just sort of, you know, one thing. Okay, I've got this one thing taken care of and now everything is good. No, that is not really, you know, what it is. And so, you know, also, I think it's another part of this is client retention, right? And referrals. How does this sort of offering these multiple product lines really affect that?
Well, so the way I view it, right? So first and foremost, the more I always say to my agents, the more policies in the house, the stickier the business. So the way I like to kind of present to my agents is depending on where you live, it could be very different, but wouldn't you want your homeowner's insurance, your car insurance, your flood, your fire, your hurricane, whatever additional insurance you need? Isn't it easier when it's in one house? And view yourself as the agent as that house. So especially when it comes to our seniors, simplify. So one person they can call for whatever they need as far as their insurance needs that is in the realm of health and wealth and life, that's you. You're their go-to person. So being able to keep all of that business in one house creates stickiness, retention. It's also going to help you create more warm leads. And what I mean by that is they're going to refer you to their friends, their families, and you're also creating an organic book of business moving forward as well. And not only are you saving money in your marketing efforts because you're having an influx of these leads coming in based off of referrals. And referrals are probably, I'm sure, every agent's favorite lead. So definitely important to capitalize on that.
Yeah, definitely so. And I love that you know, you sort of highlight the simplification of everything. It's really not only, I guess, the simplification for the client and simplification for that household. It's also, you know, for you on the agent side, simplifies sure. things for you too. Like you said, fewer marketing dollars that you have to spend and all of that. It really makes your life easy.
Being able to set up I like to think in the beginning of the year, because the way this industry works is it really is in seasons. So as an agent, you can really focus your efforts seasonally. So when you're able to, after AEP, you know, agents want to, obviously, you want to slow down, you want to relax for a minute, but then you want to gear up your main focus to, you know, here we're big on life after AEP. So now we just went through, you know, however many weeks of just Medicare Advantage, Medicare Advantage, Medicare Advantage. Now we're really trying to put focus on our agents to say, hey, follow up with these clients about final expense or hospital indemnity, or, you know, use your existing book of business and help create more stickiness in that business with covering those potentially future financial hardships that they might experience that you can't really focus on during AEP. And so it's just following those seasons and, you know, implementing the cross-selling opportunities in it.
Yeah. And, you know, you spoke there about those, you know, hardships that may be the things that you can't really, you know, talk about or go into very much, if at all, during the AEP season, because you're so focused on getting, if you're a Medicare agent, obviously you're focused on getting everybody set with their Medicare coverage for the coming year. And so that's job one. But then in the new year, as we are in right now, how can really Medicare agents then go about sort of making that turn, right? And introducing things like final expense, things like, you know, a more comprehensive life insurance coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. So final expense naturally is going to complement the Medicare business, because seniors are often worrying about, you know, burdening their families about, you know, what's going to happen after I leave, right? And it's just a simple approach in saying, hey, you know, do you have a plan to cover your final expense needs for, you know, XYZ happens, or for your term life specific plans for like income protection? It's as simple as asking a question. If something happens to you, is your spouse financially ready to handle what comes after XYZ? So we teach our agents, we call it the Columbo Close. And it's a little bit past my time, so I don't know the whole Columbo TV show, but it was always, well, don't forget this, you know, and being able to, it's how you present the question. It's how you present the, you know, well, don't forget to not cancel your life insurance policy. Some agents approach it that way. And you're like, whoa, life insurance, I don't have that. What do you mean? And then it opens the door for more conversations and it feels a little bit more organic instead of like, well, let me sell you this now. You know, it's more of, well, I'm here to help you and let me explain why kind of thing.
Yeah, which I love, because that's like me. I'm not like the most salesy person in the world and never have been, because I just always didn't, you know, I never really liked the pushy salesperson kind of a thing. You know, I remember going to, I've done this a couple of times now, come see our timeshare or whatever. And, you know, for a 90-minute presentation, and then you get free tickets to SeaWorld, or you get, you know, get the discounted dinner for whatever, free dinner somewhere. And so I've done that a couple of times. And then, you know, they always bring in, like, if once you say no a couple of times, they'll bring in that closer. And it's like the guy with the greasy hair, and he comes in and he's like, no, why aren't you doing, you know? And yeah. I'm like, that's just not me. And so anytime you can organically do it like that, I love that.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny you say that, because it just brings me back to one time I was in Vegas, and they're all over the strip like that. They're like, come to our presentation and then we'll send you to Mastro's for a nice dinner. And I'm like, I don't want to.
You're like, is it worth it?
Exactly. Is it worth the 2 hours you said it's going to take? It's probably going to be three.
Exactly. Or four even, you know, it just... That's never, they always say, you know, the 90 minutes for 2 hours, and it is always more than that. But yeah, and one of those experiences I was referencing there a minute ago, it did happen in Vegas. So we have that experience in common there. But yeah, so I mean, you know, talking about sort of the unexpected happening, which is always what it comes back to when we're talking about insurance, right? I mean, it's, you're covering those things that are unexpected for folks, and being of help to them. Like you said, like, you know, I'm here to help you. Let me tell you how. Talk about, you know, for Medicare agents specifically, you know, when we're talking about maybe hospital indemnity going alongside Medicare Advantage plans, what's the best way to sort of position that from the agent standpoint?
Yeah, absolutely. So two different opportunities I feel like agents can really present this product. So first and foremost, the reasoning to present the product, first of all, is seniors mainly assume that Medicare covers all hospital costs. And they know they have co-pays and deductibles and these out-of-pocket expenses. However, they don't understand that there are programs out there to help bridge those gaps. So as an agent, we're going to educate them. You can either use the AEP season. So another thing we do for our agents or explain to them is you don't get paid your AEP commissions till January. Utilize your hospital indemnity sales to make the money right now, you know? And then on top of that, you're also educating your clients on why it's a necessity. So going back to, it's important to explain and ask these questions, like if you are hospitalized for a few days, do you have something in place to help cover those costs? No? Well, let me explain something that can help you. This positions hospital indemnity as a necessary safety net, not an upsell. So being able to educate the client on why it's important. And then you can utilize that. Say you miss your clients during AEP. You can utilize these conversations while following back after AEP. Hi, Susie, how do you like your Medicare Advantage plan? We didn't get a chance to talk, but let me explain to you. I got a question for you. You know, however you want to approach it, you can use that as a way to enter into that conversation. So whether you're a seasoned agent and you're like, oh, I can wait till after AEP to do the hospital indemnity conversation because I'm just so busy with all my clients, after AEP is a great time. If you're new to the industry and you're like, oh man, like I'm not going to get paid till after the new year. Like what can I do to kind of help me stay somewhat in financially stable until I get these payments? Utilize that, you know, don't obviously do it just because you can make money, but utilize it because it explains to your clients, this is why you need it and this is why it can help you. And so it's a bit of a win-win for those newer agents, in my opinion, to utilize this product during the AEP season, especially if they have a smaller book of business, a smaller clientele, they have a lot more time that they can fill with more business to write, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And you know, I mean, it's also important, of course, during that time, that AEP time, because, you know, you mentioned, you know, you're not going to get those commissions paid from AEP sales until the new year. Everybody needs money going into the holidays. You are stretched very thin as it is. So, yeah, at least a little motivation there for you, especially as a new agent or somebody, as you said, with a smaller book of business. And then also, you know, talking about sort of kind of being more comprehensive, thinking about things comprehensively for folks. Talk about, you know, dental insurance, things like cancer insurance as well. Why is it important for agents to include stuff like that in their portfolio?
Well, you know, dental care, it's a top concern for seniors, and not all Medicare plans or most cover dental expenses. So we've noticed that a lot of seniors, they delay the dental care due to costs leading to other bigger health concerns. They actually say, don't quote me, but they say that your dental care actually is like the number one factor to heart disease. And so being able to also educate our clients the importance of, you know, having good dental care and having, you know, the best dental hygiene to help the longevity of your life is also important. But it just helps them, like they say, maintain their health affordably, you know? And so to go into that, to segue into the cancer, I mean, just a little story to share. You know, I had a friend, he was like 65 at the time. I worked with him at a senior nursing facility years ago. And he was like, I just canceled my cancer insurance. And I was like, why'd you do that? And he's like, well, I'm 65 and I don't have cancer. Like, I've been paying into this for years. And I'm not kidding. This is a very true story. 3 days later, he was diagnosed with lung cancer. And it was just, it was just shattering because he was just about to retire. And then he's like, okay, well, now I can't retire because I need my health insurance. But then again, not all Medicare plans cover the treatments, the travel, the lodging. So having a cancer plan helps. It's a lump sum payment that you can use honestly for whatever. You want to pay your Aunt Susie to take care of you because that's who's available in your family to help out, or you know, treatments or the travel it takes. Say you live in a rural area and you need to get to the nearest city and it's, you know, 5 hours away and there's not a near airport to jump on a plane to get there. You just don't have the financial means for it. Having these plans helps set that up for those clients. And again, I keep saying it's all about the questions you ask, right? Do you have a plan in place for if you get cancer? And it's another Columbo Close thing. Hey, when you leave the appointment, don't forget, don't cancel that cancer insurance. Like, what? There's such thing? And it's, again, just opens those conversations organically, you know, instead of feeling like, well, hey, I also got this in the book for you. Let's get you signed up for this as well, you know? So it kind of, it puts the decision-making in the client's hands, but also as the agent, it gives you an opportunity to educate them on why it's necessary or how it can benefit them.
Yeah, no, it's very true. And you know, I mean, as your friend can attest, and as, you know, that story, that true story really highlights, is it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And
it's like car insurance, I say, I don't want to get in a car accident. I don't want anyone to hit me. Do I want to pay $400 a month for my car insurance? Don't ask why it's so high. but I'm going to want it when I'm going to need it, you know? So it's even though it's not the same, it's the same. It's insurance. You need it when you need it. And if you don't need it, then be lucky you don't need it, you know?
Exactly. That is so, so true. And, you know, I mean, talking about, you know, having, you know, being prepared as you go into the latter stages of life, into your retirement years, a lot of people will, you know, go into their retirement years with only one source of income, that being Social Security, right? They'll retire. They may have some sort of savings or some sort of, you know, account like a 401k that they've been paying into. The very fortunate few will have something like a pension that they might be getting paid from their employer, but most don't. If they need extra income or if they need income, period, just to make it, annuities really do kind of fill that void. Oh, yeah. And that's something else that people can be focused on, really, is to set people up with, you know, a good source of guaranteed income for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. A lot of seniors are often concerned about outliving their retirement savings. So annuities, like you said, they provide that guaranteed income stream, ensuring the financial security in later years. So for me, and I feel like it also is, it's a great segue to opening up a new demographic of clients as well. So back to the referral basis, you know, say, you know, Mr. John has a granddaughter who just started a family and he's, you know, super keen on teaching his grandchildren how to build for their futures. So now you're opening up a new demographic to that referral base of, you don't have to be in your 60s to have an annuity, you know? So opening that up for then future financial needs down the road. They may not need a Medicare plan, but I'm sure their family would benefit from a dental plan. I'm sure their family on top of the annuity. So it's opening up that conversation to help the client in need, but then also reaping the benefits of those that can lead to future clients for later years that can benefit you and them.
Yeah, definitely so. And that really is, you know, what it's all about is about the benefit to them in their particular situation, especially when it comes to something like annuities, because there are so many different, you know, things that go into it. It's kind of like as we were just talking about whether or not they have these different sources of income. Well, here is something that is going to guarantee you're not going to outlive it. You know, it's going to be there for the rest of your life. And so, you know, I mean, I have experienced this. You know, I'm a licensed agent and an advisor myself. And, you know, being on this side of things, you hear that the word that you don't want to hear is no, but it's also how you kind of learn a lot of things. Because, you know, the yeses are great. And they're, you know, they're the easy part once you get to that yes. But it's the no's along the way before you get to that yes that really do kind of make the difference, I feel. What are some in your experience from the marketing side and also from hearing from agents as well, the kind of most common objections that agents face when cross-selling these different products? And then, you know, how can people kind of overcome those common objections?
Yeah. So top three, I would say. So I'm on a fixed income, can't afford more insurance. I already have coverage through my Medicare plan, and I don't want to deal with too many policies. So overcoming those, you know, particular objections. So solution to I'm on a fixed income. Show how small premiums prevent big expenses later. So it's exactly as we say, you don't need it till you need it. Right. So if you don't have it now, just imagine how much more this financial burden is going to be on you than working on finding a way to help build a policy that's going to fit your financial premium abilities. Right. And then I already have coverage through my Medicare plan. Explain how coverage gaps and other products protect them. Right. Empowering your clients with the knowledge is going to be the best thing for them. It's you don't know what you don't know. And so being able to kind of put the control in their hands where it's like, okay, yes, but let me explain why. You know, these are things that we don't think every day of like, oh, I'm going to get cancer in 2 years from now. You know, we don't think about these things. We don't think about how and especially my generation, I want to think that we're getting better at it, but like our financial future, you know, being able to set ourselves up for retirement and other, we just know a 401k, you know, it's like, no, there's so much more to it. And then also, I don't want to deal with too many policies, offering those bundle solutions, offering, you know, there's cancer, heart attack, and stroke, you can put that all in one policy. It doesn't have to be individual and you have three different policy numbers and you got to call three different carriers. Or no, we can put that in a house together for you. Dental and vision, we can house that together for you. So it's being able to present things in a simplistic way and not make it more complicated for them, I think helps overcome those particular objections.
Yeah, I think so. You know, simplifying things as much as possible is key. And I mean, there is a chance, you know, as you alluded to there, that the, you know, client just kind of gets overwhelmed during this whole process and says, okay, well, this is just too much. This is, you know,
I get overwhelmed. I can't imagine a 65-year-old taking in all this information. I'm like, what's my dental deductible? Like, what was that? You know, like I can't imagine all of these things getting thrown at them. We call it the KISS method. Keep it super simple.
Yeah.
for the clients, because like you said, it's inevitable that they're going to get overwhelmed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just is what it is.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, you sort of have to, I guess, sort of seamlessly, as you've been saying, work these things in, you know, as you're doing cross-selling, kind of organically, naturally do this without being overwhelming. And I think the more that you can do that is key here, because that is the way. If you just sort of work it into a natural conversation, you're not really going to overwhelm somebody. You're going to be like, here's a problem maybe that came up in conversation. Okay, here is a solution to that that I can offer you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something that, you know, I think is just absolutely so important, just to be as simple as you said. Keep it super simple.
Yes. I
absolutely love it. How are some ways that agents can be more successful in this? You know, we've been talking a lot here over the last 25 or so minutes about cross-selling, but what are maybe some resources, some tools that agents can use out there that are going to help them be more successful?
Yeah, absolutely. So a few that come to mind, CRM systems, track your clients' policies, set up reminders of coverage gaps, preset appointment questions. So you're going to want like a checklist, something to help introduce new products in a seamless process in a way that won't overwhelm them. Policy reviews, big thing, especially with Medicare Advantage. ANOC, annual notice of change letters that go out to these clients every, because Medicare specifically is ever changing. Plans are changing. So being able to set up these reviews to go over annually what's changing with their, if they're existing clients of Medicare health stuff, but also life changes. Did you lose a spouse recently, or have you experienced new health concerns, or have you lost a family member to something that's making you think of these things now? So reviewing with your clients, I mean, they're your clients. They're not somebody you write once and then you write off and you just collect a check. No, you continue to follow up with them. You nourish them. You build a relationship with them and you get to know them so that you know, I know what can help you. Let's talk about this. This will bring you some peace of mind or some ease of whatever they might be going through that could not only benefit them, but you as an agent can help.
Yeah. Knowledge is power, right? If you don't
knowledge is power
about your client. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. Well, just about time to wrap things up here, Melissa, but anything else, maybe some final advice that you would give to agents looking to sort of improve their cross-selling strategy?
Yeah, absolutely. And then it sounds silly, but keep it super simple. You know, like set it up as like a layered approach. It doesn't all have to be at once. You know, start with the primary concern, identify the gaps of what they need, educate them on their solutions, and then recommend the products based on their needs and their budget. The key is to listen first and then offer tailored solutions. So that would be my biggest advice and my biggest, you know, point moving forward is just listen to your clients. And if they don't want it now, follow up consistently with your clients. You know, they may not need it now, but they may need it in the future. So just being in the know with your clients and not being a stranger to them, and identifying needs or future needs will go a long way for you and your client base.
Yeah, absolutely. Situations change, life happens, and your clients' needs and wants and desires and all of that are going to change going forward as well. So yeah, keep in touch. And as we say, knowledge is power. Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, Melissa Figueroa, Senior Marketing Director with the AmeriLife Marketing Group. Melissa, thank you so much. This has been great. I really do appreciate the time. And hopefully, you know, everyone has gotten something wonderful. As we said kind of at the beginning, one of those, a lot of nuggets that they can take into their professional life and maybe some things that they can take into life in general as well. Really do appreciate your time.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you. And thank you for listening and watching. We'll see you next time for another edition of AMG Academy.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of AMG Academy. For more information on any of today's topics or to contact us, visit AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com.